be more.
This is WQXI Atlanta, Big League Broadcasting Company, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's official visit.
Yeah, we're talking to ESPN recruiting expert J.C. Sherbert. J.C., talk to me a little about Mack Brown. I know you're pretty close to his recruitment. Guys like Seastrunk and Latimer, big-time running backs out of Texas and South Carolina, and, of course, Arkansas's got Michael Dyer. Talk about how good he really is, how good he can be, and how he compares to some of those guys I just named who are considered by most to be the top running backs in the country.
I like him better than Seastrunk. I know that may be not the opinion of everybody out there, but I think that what I like about Brown better is he's thicker and he hits the hole with more explosiveness. He's actually more of a north-south runner, whereas Seastrunk, you know, he can make people miss in a phone booth a little bit. But Brown does have that ability, too, to make people miss, and I think that you need both to be successful in a conference like the SEC. And I just really think that Mack Brown, of course, he is an Under Armour All-American. I think that Mack Brown has that complete package. He actually reminds me, potential-wise, of a guy like C.J. Spiller that plays at Clemson. Just that small, compact, thick, built, big, fast running back. And when I say big, I don't mean, you know, tall and thick. I mean short and tank-like that can hit the hole very hard, and then he makes one person miss, and he's gone. But he's not so small like a Chris Rainey or Jeff Dimps that he's going to have to be in a spread or something like that to find the lanes. He can actually be in a more traditional system.
Do you consider him a little bit more physical than Spiller?
Well, Spiller now, yes. Spiller in high school, probably not. Spiller, I know CJ gets kind of a bad rap for not wanting to run between the tackles and things like that in college. And, you know, I think that criticism on a lot of levels is warranted if you watch him play game after game. Certainly there are games CJ can run it between the tackles as well. But I think that in high school, when you watch Spiller play, he wasn't a guy that couldn't run it up in there. And, you know, that's kind of, I guess, where the comparison is, comparing both high school films to one another.
Now, we're seeing a lot of programs, especially Texas. I believe they've got 21 commitments already for next year's recruiting class, and we're not even finished with the 09, you know, calendar year. This is a new trend, obviously, the early commitments. I mean, is this going to be a thing where we're going to start seeing sophomores commit or what?
Well, you know, I hope not, because in basketball you see that a lot, but in football there's so much that's between the years. And there's so much of an opportunity within a calendar year for a young man to get better or for a young man to kind of come to a standstill. And the development of football, because you're dealing with young people and then their bodies are changing, and it is such a physical game, and it is such a game that you have to be mentally tough to play. And I'm not saying basketball is not, but football, it's almost paramount. You know, there's a lot of guys athletically that can do it, but not a lot of guys that can do it with the heart and the mind. So I think that it would be unfair to colleges and really unfair to young people for that trend to really start with guys that are 2 years out, because you just never know, and you don't want to get in a situation where schools and or prospects are trying to get out of things that they commit to. I think that would just make things very, very negative and probably continue to have some of the same issues with the mentors and the guys like that we have now.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. My co-host Fletcher brought up Texas as a specific example, and that's a school, if you follow Mack Brown closely, who traditionally gets their commitments really early, probably particularly because there isn't much in-state competition from other big-time, you know, powers. Do you see that? I know that they're, you know, consistently in the top 10 in the country, and whether they deserve to be there or not is irrelevant. Do you see that as hurting them maybe a little bit in terms of the quality of player they actually are getting? Maybe it's hurting their ability to scout since they're...
I don't know. You know, I think that when you look at what they've done in-state, it's almost 100% in-state kids from Texas, and they do such a good job scouting their own state years in advance. I'd be very skeptical if it were a situation where they took, you know, three kids from Georgia and four kids from Louisiana and two from California, and they had all those guys committed early, because, you know, how much time are you really going to spend, and how much of a network, even though Mack Brown's been there for years and years, are you going to have in those other states? But in the state of Texas, you have such a deep relationship between the successful recruiters and the high school coaches, there's a great trust there. And I think that that trust is what enables the Longhorns to go out and sign very quality players year in and year out. And they don't sign everybody. I mean, they still have 4 or 5 spots left open for a late riser or somebody like that. But, you know, certainly because it's in-state, I can't find too much fault with them getting the job done. Just as if Georgia were to go out and sign or get commitments from 15 Georgia kids early, it probably wouldn't be as head-scratching as if it were a bunch of kids from all over the South.
Yeah, we're talking to ESPN recruiting expert J.C. Sherbert. One last question, J.C. Talk a little about Georgia Tech's recruiting class so far, as well as Georgia's. They both have a couple commitments. Tech just picked up a big one from Denzel McCoy. Of course, Georgia has Jalen Fields and Mark Diaz, B.J. Butler. Talk about the guys they have and also where you see those two teams going in terms of how high their ceilings are this year, what type of potential they have to bring in big classes.
Well, I'd say I've always been impressed since Giff Smith got to Georgia Tech with the job he does, kind of coordinating the recruiting over there and getting guys going. And also, I want to mention Derek Moore, the team chaplain over there at Georgia Tech, who's instrumental in that coaching staff when the kids come on campus, building great relationships with young men and their families. You know, Georgia Tech used to kind of be a sleeper recruiting school. They go get guys they could coach up and develop, and they weren't prospects that were necessarily known. Well, now they're doing a great job of defending Atlanta, a great job of being competitive with Georgia and the SEC and getting kids to come to Tech and to get excited about playing for Paul Johnson in that program. You know, landing McCoy with the offer list that he had was certainly tremendous, and I think there's a lot of other in-state prospects Georgia Tech will end up landing. You know, as for Georgia, I mean, that school sort of recruits itself at this point. What's been most impressive to me thus far for the Dogs is going down there and signing a kid and B.J. Butler that Urban Meyer and the Florida Gators really wanted. I mean, he was a kid that was on the verge of committing to the orange and blue, and then Georgia went in and they got Diaz, like you said, and then ended up landing Butler right there from Kissimmee in the Orlando area, which is kind of right there in Walt Disney World. So it's a tribute to that recruiting staff when they could go into the Sunshine State with Florida on a roll like they are and sign a kid that Florida wants.
Yeah, we are talking to ESPN expert J.C. Sherbert. We got to go to a break, J.C., but we appreciate your time, and we hope to talk to you a little bit more maybe in the near future.
Hey, thanks, guys. I certainly enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Of course, that was J.C. Sherbert from ESPN.com. We will go to a quick break. You are listening to Score Atlanta's official visit on 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
I want all privately owned radios to be immediately impounded. They might be used to issue instructions to saboteurs.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
The NBA playoffs continue on TNT. A Game 3 win often predicts the series outcome. Can the Magic and Blazers buck the odds? Or will the Sixers and Rockets push the series further in their favor? Don't miss Magic Sixers and Blazers Rockets tonight at 6 on TNT.
Oh, hey, Liz. That's the new Honda Hybrid, right?
Yeah, the Insight.
Huh. I never really saw you as a hybrid person.
Well, the Insight is designed for everyone. So now a lot of people are hybrid people, even our coworkers, like Chuck from Building Engineering.
Hey, Henry, how you doing?
And Terry, who transferred from our Boston office.
Yeah, just finished parking the car. Sorry, I got to book it to a meeting.
Fred, the VP who can't remember anyone's name.
Good morning, young lady, and hello to you, Mr.
Amanda from Finance. She kind of looks like a gopher.
Super to see you, Liz.
Huh, the hybrid for everyone.
Yep, that's what they say. Oh, hold the elevator.
Sure thing, Liz.
The hybrid designed and priced for us all is here, and it gets 43 miles per gallon. The new Insight from Honda for everyone. Learn more at insight.honda.com. 40-43-41 City Highway combined MPG for EPA mileage estimates. For comparison purposes only, do not compare to models before 2008. Actual mileage will vary.
Sign up at 790thezone.com, and you could win one of 140 free iPods or a brand new 2010 Honda Insight from Honda. See the rules and register today at 790thezone.com.
If you're in the car right now, look around. Pick 7 drivers. Now, guess which one is in danger of losing their license and paying big fines because they're uninsured? It's a fact. 1 in 7 drivers is uninsured. Safe Auto makes it easy to get state-required coverage for less. Don't risk your right to drive. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. We keep you legal for less.
1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Don't
don't pay 6 or 7 or even 4% commission to list your home.
We're Duffy Realty of Atlanta, and we can list your home for a paltry $500.
We give you an industry-leading 70 points of marketing and even negotiate the contract.
After taking over 6,500 properties to closing, we've gotten pretty good at it.
It's your money. Keep it.
Call Duffy at 678-366-2777. That's 678-366-2777.
Duffy Realty of Atlanta.com.
Yeah.
Start drinking the new Powerade with Ion 4, formulated with four electrolytes in the same ratio typically lost in sweat. The new Powerade Ion 4, the complete sports drink.
I have news.
News. We're local every weeknight until 9.
Are you listening?
We're local on the weekends.
Are you kidding me?
Our experts are local.
And you know what?
Our play-by-play is local.
You're scaring me.
That's a whole lot of local. 790 The Zone, first for local sports.
We are back. You are listening to 790 The Zone, as well as The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, sitting in the studio with the main man, Fletcher Proctor.
Great interview we just had, J.C. Sherbert from ESPN.
And he actually made this segue into this segment quite easy, because we finished talking about Georgia Tech and Georgia and how those two are competing as both big-time in-state programs, how they're starting to compete a little bit more on the recruiting front. And I stumbled across a list this week, kind of surfing the net as I always do, that Rivals came out with, and it was a list of the top performers from around the country at various combines that have taken place thus far over the spring semester. And they came out with about 40 players that had made the list, and two are from Georgia. One, Rajon Bennett, who we actually spoke to a couple weeks ago when we did the live feed from the, I believe it was the Score 6 football camp.
Yeah.
Over at McEachern High School. Yeah. And Derek Rogers is another kid who made the list from Georgia. But about, let's see, one, two.
This is professional right here that you've.
About nine other kids. Sorry, I had to count. About nine other kids not from Georgia made the list who were considering Georgia and or Georgia Tech. Eight of them were considering Georgia, one Tech. So JC was saying, you know, that Tech's really done a good job, you know, starting to compete with the Bulldogs, at least in state. And the truth of the matter is, if you looked at this list, of course it was a random list of top performers, but if you looked at this list, like I said, eight of these kids were considering, at the very least, attending the University of Georgia for the next 4 years. Only one was considering Georgia Tech. That one player was also considering Georgia. So my question for you, Fletcher, will they really ever be able to compete with Georgia in terms of recruiting?
I think we've kind of hit on this before, and if you want to call us up, 404-233-7979, *790 free call on the AT&T phone. Georgia and Georgia Tech not necessarily going after the same players in all situations. Georgia's offense, vastly different than the one that Georgia Tech runs. Now, on defense, you probably will find them going head-to-head for some guys. Defense, yes. Offense, I think Georgia's going to run a more pro-style offense versus the triple option that Tech is going to run. Now, when Georgia and Mark Richt, when Mark Richt first came to Georgia, he recruited the state.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
And now he can go national. But let me finish. Georgia Tech right now is having to first rule the state, and then they'll be able to go national, in my opinion. Georgia Tech needs to focus on the state first, get their roots down like Georgia's already done, and then Georgia Tech can branch out.
I agree that they're going
to recruit. Just IMO.
I agree that they're going to recruit a different style of player at some positions, but you're telling me A.J. Green wouldn't be productive in that offense? Or that they don't? I mean, I think the offense.
I don't think A.J. Green would ever want to go and play for that system, because A.J. Green's going to catch, like, what? One pass
a
game?
Good quarterbacks and good running backs will. And good offensive linemen.
Right, and A.J. Green's a wide receiver.
Right, but I'm saying, I mean, are they really? I know there's this built-in excuse as far as Tech fans are concerned that they're not going after the same players. And I'd argue, other than at receiver, and maybe
offensive linemen, I think
the offensive linemen,
sort of
I think it's a different, it's certainly a different style of play, but that doesn't mean they can't go out and get the same, you know, a guy like Juwan James to play tackle, who's the best.
But is he going to be the kind of offensive lineman that Paul Johnson wants, though? Like, that's the thing. We've had Paul Johnson and his recruiting coordinator, Giff, on the show before, and they've said they're going after a different type of offensive line.
Right. But, I mean, does it necessarily mean that the recruiting services – here's my question is, when you look at the recruiting rankings and you see Georgia on all these top prospects, why is it assumed that these top prospects would rather play – in other words, the ability to play in a pro style offense, does that make them better? Why is there this correlation between top prospects?
That's what makes it sexy for the ESPN and the Rivals. And
no,
the
but I'm saying why is it on a consistent basis? The top prospects aren't looking at Georgia Tech. I mean, are they necessarily? Is there a pro style offense bias where the top prospects are always these players who fit in pro style offenses and never fit in Georgia Tech's? I mean, why are they?
Let's be honest. There's a special type of player whose goal it is and whose dream it is to play on Saturdays. I would say that if you are playing high school football right now, you ultimately want to play in the pros. What's the best way to be drafted by the Atlanta Falcons with the number 24 overall pick yesterday? Play in a pro-style offense if you're an offensive player. This is what I'm saying. You're not exactly going to find Josh Nesbitt being drafted by the Detroit Lions number one overall because there's not that much need for an option quarterback in the pros. Now, a drop-back passer like Matt Stafford from UGA, there is a need for that in the pros. Why? They run a pro-style offense in the pros. You don't see the triple option being run in the NFC South.
I agree. No, I absolutely agree that they're going to recruit different players. What I don't agree is that necessarily means they shouldn't be recruiting at least some of the top players in the country. And here's my contention.
And I think you will see them.
Listen, I want to hear what Tech fans have to say. I want to hear what Georgia fans have to say. Give us a call if you're listening. But here's my contention. That right now, other than McCoy, and I know it's early, you're not seeing them on the top players list. And here's my problem with that. I get that they have a different offense. I get it. That doesn't change their defense. They still should be recruiting the top defensive players.
I could not agree more.
There's no reason Alec Ogletree shouldn't be considering Tech. And here's my problem with it. I don't have the number right in front of me, but when you consider how much a guy like Paul Johnson's making, he's, without question, there's no doubt about this, he's the second highest paid coach in the ACC, entire ACC. Listen, if that's the case, you should be recruiting with the best programs in the ACC and the best programs in your state. And right now, they're not doing it. And I'm not saying they won't do it. We talked to the guy in JC Sherbert who knows what he's talking about, and he thinks Kiff Smith and those guys are doing a heck of a job over there and that they will be competing with Georgia. I'm telling you that I don't see it right now, and I'm not sure they'll ever be able to do it. But here's the thing. That's not an excuse. The fact that their offense isn't in the same, that's not an excuse because you're paying a guy over $2 million a year, and so your standards should be the same as everybody else's.
I would agree with that, and I don't think there's any reason they shouldn't be recruiting some of the top people in the country on the defensive side of the ball. And, yeah, you saw them go after and get a guy like Stephen Hill, which was a guy that was flirting with Georgia for a while. Georgia, of course, kind of, I think, said to Stephen Hill, you know what, we're going to go with Marlon Brown, the kid from Memphis, who's one of the top players in the country. Should Georgia Tech have been going after Marlon Brown? Maybe so. Maybe they should have been going after him as well.
I agree with you big time here, and that is the one position that you're not going to get the top receiver in the country because you just don't throw the ball enough.
But when you're looking at
a guy like Jonathan Dwyer, who was
a running back.
He was the best, though, and they got him, and they got to continue doing that. Why isn't Mac Brown looking at Georgia Tech?
If you're a running back, I think maybe you do. Why is Mac Brown not? When you've got Florida and Georgia, no disrespect to Georgia Tech, but when you've got Florida and Georgia knocking at your door, why do you care?
Bingo. You hit that.
You know what Georgia Tech needs to do? Win an ACC title.
Right.
They need to show
but
up.
But you hit the nail on the head there.
Show up in the Orange Bowl. They need to show up. They need to win 10 games a year for 3 straight years.
You hit the nail on the head there.
Then maybe Mac Brown all of a sudden says, you know what? I'm going to ML King. How about I stay in town? Then all of a sudden you've got a kid like Brandon Smith. You've got a kid Darren Miles saying, you know, instead of going to Georgia, instead of going to Tennessee, instead of looking at Florida, instead of looking at USC, I'm going to look hard at Georgia Tech. Why? Because they're a winning program. Sometimes you get kids who want to be a part of building the tradition, and others, they want to wait till the tradition's already there. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but Georgia Tech is going to be in a much better position if they win the ACC title next year, and if they go to the Orange Bowl the year after that, and if they win 10 games 4 straight years.
100%.
Then maybe those guys will take a look at it.
It's not all about the coach you have or what you did last season. There's a certain element of recruiting that has 100% has to do with the tradition you have built in. Programming these kids from the age of 15 or 12 to think Georgia Tech is on the same level as Georgia. It's this subconscious notion of these schools, and it starts from a younger age, and I agree with you. But you also hit the nail on the head that, hey, they're going to have to start winning before, even at the positions that they are competing with Georgia at, like running back, they're going to have to start competing before these guys really start considering them.
I would think it would be, if you were a high school player and you have the opportunity to go and start a tradition of starting that. It's like Stephen Hill said, you know what, in Paul Johnson's offense, the wide receiver isn't that big. I'm going to make it a big position at Georgia Tech. So that's what Stephen Hill went to go do. I didn't understand the whole thing about when George was trying to hire a basketball coach. There's no tradition at Georgia basketball. Well, go and make one.
Right.
Go and make a tradition at Georgia Tech. Go and do that.
And that takes time.
It takes a special kid to want to do that. I would want to be that kid that would want to do that. So
well,
kudos to you, Stephen Hill.
You're bold. You're a bold man. Yeah. If anyone who doesn't
and it's
know
gonna
Fletcher.
Take, and it's going to take kids like that, though, that'll allow Georgia Tech to eventually catch up with the University of Georgia.
I agree, but I think Jonathan Dwyer was a good start because that's someone who is...
Chan Gailey, though, who ran a pro style offense.
Listen, the average recruit doesn't know that A and B. This coming year, he will be the nation's top running back, and he'll certainly be the number one pro. He'll be the number one prospect. I guarantee you that. He'll be the first running back taken off the board out of going into the NFL. I mean, who's going to even compete with him?
I'll have three names for you after the break. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
What's a lunch without Brandon Adams and Jeff Wolverton?
It is like a zoo, but more fun, because you can also shoot them in the head with a gun.
Brandon and Wolvie, weekdays 11 to 1, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt. And it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 877-817-DEBT. 877-817-DEBT.
Hey guys, Chris D'Amino here, and you probably heard of Murphy's Law. You know the one that says anything that can go wrong will go wrong? That means when things like the garbage disposal breaks down, it's never good, but it's going to be worse. You got to get it fixed. Let me tell you about Jay from Superior Plumbing. That man's got a plan to ensure that if it does happen to you, somebody's going to take care of it.
Thanks, Chris. Did you know that a disposal has a life of only about 5 to 7 years? Right now, Superior Plumbing is offering to replace your existing disposal and put in a brand new one for only $2.99.
Ah, now that, my friends, is what you call a deal. And with Superior Plumbing, you can't go wrong. They are always looking out for you, and you get a professional job done right the first time, as opposed to the monkey with a wrench, who really isn't going to much care once they leave your house.
That's right, D'Amino. Our plumbers are licensed by the state, insured against personal injury, property damage, as well as being drug tested and background checked.
You got to call Superior Plumbing because you deserve more than a monkey with a wrench. Superior Plumbing is the only phone call you'll need to make.
The world's greatest soccer stars come to Atlanta on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. AC Milan of the Italian Serie A League versus Club America of the Mexican Premier League in Game 3 of the inaugural World Football Challenge Tournament. Don't miss Kaká, Ronaldinho, Pato,
and the rest of the AC Milan squad as they face Club America superstars Guillermo Ochoa and Pavel Pardo at the Georgia Dome.
Get your tickets now at worldfootballchallenge.com, ticketmaster.com, or call 1-800-745-3000.
Duck, dodge, and let it fly at the Chick-fil-A Bowl Duck and Dodge Charity Dodgeball Tournament, Saturday, May 9th at Silverback Stadium. Register online at cfabdodgeballatlanta.com. You can be part of North America's largest dodgeball tournament with middle school, high school, and adult competitive and recreational teams competing to see who has the best squad in all the land. Your team could win Chick-fil-A for a year and a variety of other cash prizes.
Brought to you by Russell Athletics and partnering with Club Sports.
For more information and to register, visit their website at cfabdodgeballatlanta.com.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership. Yeah, you don't need me to tell you, things are tough all over. But you know what? Aaron's will work with you. Heck, they work with me going back to like 98 when I first moved here and didn't have nothing. Because Aaron's is tough to beat on price, quality, terms of lease service, and they give you the best price on top brands. Like right now, how about a JVC 42-inch 1080p LCD flat panel TV, the guaranteed lowest price in town, or lease to own. $99.99 a month for 24 months, and it's yours. How about a Mitsubishi 60-inch DLP HD TV, big screen? $99.99 a month for a 24-month lease, or it's yours at the lowest guaranteed price in town. Aaron's has everything you need, from home electronics to bedroom sets, living room furniture, appliances. If one of those goes on you, there's an expense you weren't anticipating. You can get those top brands home to you now, so you can enjoy the stuff. Don't put it off for a rainy day. Get it today from Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. Find the lease term that makes sense for you and lock it in. Remember, guys, more than ever, Aaron's is tough to beat when it comes to price, quality, and, of course, the name brands you want. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. Head to shopaarons.com to find the store near you. And remember, do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Nobody.
Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island resort, a nature preserve located just outside of Hilton Head. Beachfront houses, 2 4-star golf courses. Save 20% on all accommodations now through Labor Day. Go to FrippIslandResort.com.
It may only be April, but football always lives here.
Ryan looks down the seam, caught Roddy White, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. I am Scott Janovich, joined in the studio with Fletcher Proctor. We have on the line the one, the only, Alec Ogletree from Noonan High School. Probably the best safety in the street in the state. How's it going, Alec?
It's going good.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but you were out there today at the Under Armour Combine competing against the likes of Markeith Ambles and some of the state's other top prospects. How was that as an experience, and how did you think you did?
I think I did pretty good. I had fun out there. I didn't, like, do the timing or whatever, but I did, like, one-on-one and 7-on-7.
Yeah, how was it? Just talk about how it is to actually get the opportunity to go out there and compete against some of the top players in the state, as opposed to, you know, just playing, whether it's, you know, against, you know, your teammates or other high school football teams in the state.
I mean, it's fun. You just get to go out there and compete and show everybody why you're good at what you're doing and stuff. Just have fun at it.
Now, your high school team last year made quite a run in the playoffs, and do you think that gave you some good exposure, and do you think this coming year you're going to just go back on the map?
Last year, yeah, it really helped a lot of our teammates and stuff for making that far.
Yeah, here, let me ask you another question about Noonan High School. Obviously, it's a winning program. A lot of great recruits don't always come from, you know, consistent winners. You happen to. Is that something you're interested in the next level? Are you sure you want to go to a winning program, or would you mind being kind of the best player on a team that's up and coming?
I mean, I would. Like, it doesn't really matter, just that I want to make a name for myself, really, as far as going to the next stuff.
Well, let me ask you this. Talk about some of the top schools you're listening or you're looking at. Maybe give us a top three or four. And if you can, tell us why you like each school. What do you like about each one?
I like Miami, and I've been down there one time. It was over spring. It might have been spring break. But I like the coaching stuff and how they play the game of football down there. And I enjoy myself. And then Georgia, I like them too when I went up there. Got to talk to Coach Mark a lot more personally when I went up there. And it was fun when I went up there. And
so Georgia and Miami, are there any other schools you're looking closely at?
Yeah, Florida State. I got to talk to Coach Bobby Biden, too. See how my mama went down to my brother.
Now, we see a lot of the players in the state recently that when they don't get looks from Georgia or Georgia Tech, they aren't afraid to go out of state. And we've seen a lot of the top talent in state leave the state of Georgia. I mean, is that something that you would not be against doing? I mean, there's no need for you to worry about staying in state, or does that excite you about possibly going out of state?
I mean, I'm just trying to get the best off of them. from a college, whichever way, in the in-state or out-of-state.
Yeah, Alec, talk a little bit about the recruiting process in general, maybe your likes and dislikes. Is it something you've enjoyed as of now, getting kind of, you know, the attention from a lot of big-time colleges, or is it something that's been more of a nuisance in your life?
I mean, it's fun. Just, you got to learn how to just handle it, take it all in instead of just letting it get to you. I mean, as far as recruiting, like, I like talking to coaches there, and, like, sometimes the media, but, you know.
Sometimes the media.
Yeah. But, you know, they call you all the time.
Well, hopefully you're having a decent time on this show. You mentioned you like talking to the coaches. Who are some of the coaches in particular you've kind of gotten closest to, and who are some of the cooler guys you've met?
Coach Garner from Georgia, Coach McGriff, he's from Miami, Coach Rooker from Auburn, Coach Martinez, George too, and Barrick, and Renshin. I talked to Coach Shondi, Coach Cheek, and Coach Him. I talked to him the other day when I went down.
Now, let me ask you this real quick. You mentioned that Florida State, Miami were two of the schools that you were looking at. There's a lot of potential, turnover in both of those programs. Bobby Bowden, we don't know. Maybe this could be his last season. And then you've got Randy Shannon, a lot of rumors going around that he's on the hot seat. Is that going to influence your decision at all of, yes, you really like Randy Shannon, yes, you like Coach Bowden, but there's a possibility that after your freshman year, they might not be there anymore. Is that going to weigh into your decision at all?
Yeah, it will as far as, like, if I want to go to Miami, but I kind of, like, knew that Bobby Bowden's, like, going to retire, like, sometime soon or whatever. But if I was to go there, probably wouldn't say.
Yeah, one last question. One last question, Alec. You know, a lot of kids are deciding to end their recruitment early while, you know, some of the bigger prospects like yourself are waiting till the very end. Do you have a date in mind of when you would like to commit to a school? And if so, when is that date?
And is it going to be on this show?
I really ain't got a clue when I'm going to just commit.
Do you think, are you going to wait till the end, or are you just going to wait till
find
that right school?
After my football season.
Say that again. Wait till after the football season.
I'll probably wait till after the football season.
Okay, well,
that's smart. That's a smart way of doing it. That way, you get to really kind of focus on your year, enjoy your year, and then worry about the rest of the stuff later, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and talking to us for a little while, Alec. We hope to get you on sometime again in maybe the near or distant future, and we wish you all the best of luck in the upcoming season.
All right, appreciate it.
Enjoy your senior year. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Not the easiest of things to do. You know, I've spoken to Alec off the radio before, and he's a well-spoken, smart kid. And we discussed kind of at length on this show about how a lot of times the interviews we do are the first time these kids have ever, you know, had an interview of any kind, at least, or much less on the radio. And sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. And so we appreciate the kids coming on the show and giving it what they've got and giving us all they have.
Well, let's be serious about this, Scott Janovitz. You are an intimidating personality.
I know. Tell me about it. The opportunity to meet me just alone freaks people out.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. My name is Fletcher Proctor. That guy over there, Scott Janovitz, and we're talking recruiting. Today's show is the best of the best in the state of Georgia. We've had J.C. Schubert from ESPN come on to tell us who they are. And you know what? We went out and we got them.
Yeah,
we got from the wide receiver from Henry County.
Markeith Ambles. And then we just
the
had
safety from Noonan.
Alec Ogletree.
Two of the best players in the state of Georgia, rising seniors. And coming up next, who are we going to have? Another one of the best wide receiver from
Tyler
Gainesville.
Jones.
Tyler Jones.
Tyler Jones. Although he has ended his commitment, his recruitment, unlike the other two. One thing that Alec mentioned towards the end is that he is going to wait to make his commitment late in the process, and we've kind of talked about this at length before, not just today, but in other shows, past shows, how it's kind of, that's kind of, you know, the trend is moving away from that, moving away from waiting. And a lot of kids are committing early. And we'll talk about this maybe a little in the show, but we already mentioned it once. Texas is a school that, consistently gets these kids to commit early. They already have, we said, 21 commitments, all 21 from the state of Texas. And, you know, sometimes it's not just beneficial for the school, but beneficial for the kid to kind of wait it out and make sure they're right. And Alex, an example of that, he said he's going to wait it out.
Take your time. If you're good enough, and he certainly is, he's one of the best players in the state, they will, the programs will hold a spot open for you. Okay,
let's not kid ourselves. For a player like Alec, absolutely.
And let him enjoy his senior year, not worry about, you know, I'm trying to study for my history paper to stay eligible. I've got Urban Meyer calling me. And I'm trying to go to, you know, pick my little sister up from gymnastics class, and Mark Richt is calling me. He's saying, you know what, guys? I'll make my decision after the year. Let me focus on my senior year, the best year of your life.
Right. And we've discussed at length before on this show that, you know, it's important that fans of recruiting understand that not every guy is this big time prospect who has the luxury of waiting. A lot of these kids, the majority of these kids who are going to D1 and D2 schools, lower level D1 schools and D2 schools, aren't necessarily having coaches knocking on their door right and left. And a lot of times have to take the offers they get and don't have the luxury of committing. When we get back from this next commercial break, we'll talk to Tyler Jones, who actually did end his commitment already, committed to Stanford, and that's just right after this commercial. You are listening to the official visit on 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Disney American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, I'll be part of the frat house. We'll be live on Monday afternoon talking about what Thomas Dimitrov put under our Christmas tree as far as football gifts. And for the Jews, that'd be Hanukkah. Peter King from SI joins us Monday afternoon. I'll Pollock and Bell get you some of this.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Now through April 30th at Barnsley Gardens, receive a special room rate of just $129 on Tuesdays. This deal won't last long. Call 770-773-7480 to reserve your spot.
Contrary to popular belief, there are plenty of lunches you can get for under $3. There's the mom lunch, but it comes with a free set of guilt and advice. There's the boss lunch, but it means a bunch of awkward small talk. Ew. And then there's the delicious McChicken extra value meal from McDonald's for just $2.99. Yum, I think we have a winner. Ding, 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 ding.
Right now, get a McChicken or a double cheeseburger extra value meal with medium fries and a medium drink for just $2.99.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Duh.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You've been drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
You're in a constant state of refreshment.
A constant state of what?
Mm-hmm. Was that a double ah?
McDonald's sweet tea. The authentic slow-brewed recipe that's sweetened to perfection. Plus, you can get 32 ounces for only $1. It's enough to put anyone in a constant state of refreshment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Ounces refer to average fill.
Hey, guys. Chris D'Amino, and if I got some great news for you, it comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. And listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing. And listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it. You've heard about it. You've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before. You can seat 8 passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
The intensity rises as the NBA playoffs continue on TNT. The outcome of Game 3 is often the predictor of series success. For Philly and Houston, winning has tilted the odds in their favor. Now, can they turn the sports world into believers? But for Orlando and Portland, losing only raises the pressure to rebound. Will they respond and even the score? Don't miss Magic Sixers and Blazers Rockets tonight at 6 on TNT.
The 2009 Georgia Tech football season is full steam ahead.
The home season is action-packed with the Yellow Jackets taking on Clemson, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, North Carolina, and the team from Up 316. Season tickets are now available for only $260. So check out your ACC Coach of the Year, Paul Johnson, and your ACC Player of the Year, Jonathan Dwyer, and get your season tickets now. Go to RamblinRec.com or call 888-TECH-TICKS. Georgia Tech football, full steam ahead.
Matthew Stafford, UT head coach Lane Kiffin, and so many more interviews in the Brand Smart Instant Replay section, only on 790thezone.com.
Welcome to the good life.
We are back. This is 790 Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, Atlanta's only all-recruiting radio show. I am Scott, the self-acclaimed Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio with the crazy Fletcher Proctor. You are pretty crazy. I think anyone who knows you...
Hey, score Atlanta's official visit.
You're nuts, Fletcher. Being in a studio with just you is sometimes scary.
A little bit. But hey, you know what? Very special guest. We're calling today's show the best of the best in the state of Georgia. And so we go to one of the best players in the state, Gainesville wide receiver Tyler Jones. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, Tyler?
It's going good.
So we've spent a lot of this show talking about the decision to either wait out the recruiting process and or commit early. You are one of the few, or one of the many now, I should say, who decided to end his recruitment early. You committed to Stanford. Tell us a little about that decision, why you decided on Stanford, and why you decided to end it so soon.
Well, first of all, I decided to end it soon just to, you know, kind of get it out the way and really so I can start to build a true relationship with, you know, one coaching staff. And kind of as a safety measure, because if I get hurt, now I know I'm covered and I still have, you know, that scholarship, and they're going to honor it no matter what.
Right. Why Stanford, Tyler?
Stanford, I feel, was the best fit for me academically. You know, they're top in the nation. They could be up there with an Ivy League school like Harvard or Princeton. And football-wise, I feel Coach Harbaugh and Coach Shaw, the receivers coach, they're putting something together special up there. And they had a top 25 recruiting class last year. And I just feel that if I go to Stanford, they'll help me better myself in all aspects of life, you know, on the field and off the field, and know we can build something special.
Yeah, that's one thing. A lot of people will have the gut reaction of Stanford. Why would he go to Stanford? But if you take a look, Stanford, like you said, they've got Jim Harbaugh, a former NFL quarterback, as their coach. He's bringing in big-time players. You take a look at just this past season, Jamal Patterson, one of the top receivers from Henry County. He signed out there. You've got Chase Thomas from Walton. There's a bit of a Georgia pipeline going out there, isn't there? You guys get some sort of like frequent flyer miles together out there?
Hopefully.
But did you talk to Jamal at all? Did you talk to Chase? Were they kind of pitching you on the idea of like, hey, we might go out to Stanford together. This will be good. Get a little Georgia trio going out there.
Well, my freshman and sophomore year, I played against Chase when I went to Roswell High School. And then Jamal, you know, I'm really good friends with him, and I talked to him about every day, and he was really just telling me about, you know, why he chose Stanford and why it was the best decision for him, and kind of telling me what he saw in Stanford and how to look at it as an athlete and just like, you know, as a regular student going there to get a good degree. And it really, you know, helped me make my decision, because I know that he'll be out there going through the same stuff I'm going to be going through. Being from Georgia, you know, being far from your family, not being able to go home every weekend, you know, he'll be able to relate with me, and that'll be someone that I could really, you know, have a bond with.
Yeah, we're talking to Tyler Jones out of Gainesville, top receiver out of Gainesville, Georgia. Fletcher mentioned Coach Harbaugh, who's one of the up-and-coming coaches in the country. Again, he had a really good recruiting class last year. Talk to us a little bit about the relationship you have with him, how impressed you are with him, and the ways they've talked to you about using you in that offense.
I'm very impressed with Coach Harbaugh. You know, with him, what you see is what you get. No matter what, no matter how the game's going or, you know, how practice is going, he's the same guy. He's not up one day and then, you know, down one day. He's very genuine, and he talks to you like, you know, like you're a person and like he's known you forever, not like you're a recruit who he's trying to get to come to Stanford. As far as how they're going to use me in the offense, he told me that they'll line me up as Z, receiver, or maybe a little slot, and that they'll let me, you know, run a couple wildcat formations and get a couple reverses, maybe, you know, a couple trick plays, and then I'll be a return specialist.
And we're speaking with Tyler Jones of Gainesville, a teammate of Blake Sims, the quarterback who has committed to go to Alabama. It seems like there's a lot of talent in Gainesville this coming season. Does that bode well, you think, for your senior year, maybe go out with a state title, go out with a bang?
Yes, sir. That's what we're trying to do. We feel very confident that we can make a run and win the state championship this year, and it's just we're preparing for it now. And I have high expectations for next year.
Now, were you guys kind of sharing stories, you and Blake and some of the other players that are all, you know, getting these D1 offers? Blake, of course, committed to Alabama, and you committed to Stanford. Were you kind of sharing war stories, I guess, with each other?
In a way, yes. You know, we're just talking about, we kind of compare the colleges, and, you know, we kind of talk about what colleges we felt were the best. We kind of talked about our top list, and everything we didn't tell the media, we were telling to each other. And in the end, we just kind of, you know, it helped each other come out to our decision to choose what college we did.
Now, as a Georgia guy, it kind of hurts me that both of you rejected me, but I'm not going to hold it against you personally, okay? I'm just... Congratulations, by the way.
Now this show's in Atlanta, and you play your football all the way down in Gainesville. A lot of the viewers may not have seen you play. Talk about Tyler Jones, the player, things you excel at, and also things that you think you need to work on to become the player you want to be one day.
Things I excel at, I catch the ball away from my body. I can make big plays off the small passes like screens and hitches. I'm explosive when I get the ball. I'm at full speed after about four steps, and I can score from anywhere on the field. And I bring an explosiveness to the game that not many players can bring, and it's a different feeling, you know, that the team feels when I play up to my potential. As far as what I need to work on, definitely getting my size up, gaining, you know, another 10, 15 pounds. I've already gained 10 since the season ended. And definitely working on my top-end speed so I can get, you know, break those short little passes into 80 runs for touchdowns and not, like, 50-yard runs.
And any thoughts on are you going to be playing as a true freshman, or you think you might redshirt, or any thoughts of that so far, or just kind of wait and see?
My plans right now are to keep working hard and hopefully get the start as a freshman.
Yeah, and one last question we like to ask all of our recruits as guests. Did you like the recruiting process, the part of it you experienced, or was it something you were excited or are excited to get over with?
I love the recruiting process. I know it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance, so I cherish every moment of it. Now that it's over, it's kind of, you know, a big part of my life is kind of dulled down now since I'm not doing as many interviews or getting as much media. But in the same token, you know, I'm happy with my decision, and I made my decision because I felt that was the best thing to do for myself. So altogether, it's just been great, and I, you know, I have no regrets.
Now, does that mean you're only going to take one official visit to Stanford, nowhere else?
No, I plan to use at least three of my official visits.
Do you know where to, or?
Not yet, no. I'm still talking to my dad about that.
Well, anytime you feel that need for some more media attention, be sure to give us a call, okay? We'll follow you with SCORE Atlanta's official visit, and congratulations once again on committing to Stanford. Should be a great experience out there for you.
Yeah, we appreciate your time, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tyler Jones from Gainesville High School, the Red Elephants, committing to the Stanford Cardinal. He's going to go out there, join Jamal Patterson. He's going to join Chase Thomas. And really, there's a Georgia pipeline going out to the West Coast. Out there, we're losing a lot of the talent. It broke my heart a little bit to see him not being a Georgia Bulldog in 2 years. But, hey, good for him. Congratulations going to Stanford.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Southern pipeline. And we talked about Harbaugh, how good he's done. I mean, he had about 10 four-star recruits as far as Rivals was concerned last year in their recruiting class. And he's got 10 players from Florida alone. Of course, you just named. We know Tyler's going there. Chase Thomas is from Georgia. Jamal Patterson, who we've already talked. So, they and Oregon, Stanford and Oregon are both – really starting to hit Georgia and Florida hard. And hey, listen, if you've paid attention to the football that's played in those two states, they're as good as about any in terms of quality of football.
Harbaugh is a guy that you know, his name has come up a lot. He recently signed an extension to stay at Stanford, but when he went and shocked USC, I believe at USC 2 years ago, that really put his name on the map. And he was a guy, his name came up last year for the Michigan job. He's from Michigan. His name's been coming up a lot for NFL jobs, but hopefully for Tyler, he's going to stay there and stay with the Stanford Cardinal because he could really start that program off and,
or
and
help start it with those other guys
and bring it up, you know, to the it could be in the Rose Bowl.
It's a sleeping giant. It really is, and it's amazing that we just spoke to Tyler Jones for 8 minutes and didn't once mention the academic side of Stanford. And listen, that's a big plus because you got a lot of kids. I mean, when you face the facts, the majority of kids, no matter how good they are in high school, aren't going to go on to play professional football. It just doesn't happen if you look at the stats. And so the ability to play, you know, Pac-10 football, which is still a good, I mean, it's one of the top conferences in the country. It's quality football. It's not the MAC. It's not the WAC. It's not, you know, to be able to play that brand of football and get arguably the top education in the country is incredible. And it's something Harbaugh is taking advantage of. You look at a guy like Jamal Patterson, who is an extremely intelligent kid. He got a great football player, no doubt using academics as a big recruiting, you know, as a big recruiting tool. And listen, Stanford is going to be a school to compete with in the next couple of years. There's no doubt about it.
And they've got a big rival, Oregon State, up there, which has one of the three running backs I'm going to name that are going to be better than Dwyer next
stuck
year.
On that?
Jaquizz Rodgers. Rodgers was the best redshirt freshman running back in the country last year. You've also got the kid from Oklahoma.
We're talking prospects, though.
DeMarco Murray?
DeMarco Murray is great. You're right. And Javon
Best.
Javon Best from Cal is as good as Dwyer, a college player. But when you're talking
how about a kid from West Virginia, Noel Devine?
And give Florida a little love. What about Chris Rainey and John Demps?
Well, yeah. No, we said pro prospects.
But none of them are going to be as good as Dwyer.
Noel Devine could be a little Steve Slatton.
He's a little small.
They said the same thing about Slatton.
Slayton.
Steve
like
Slatton.
By the way.
Slayton.
You saw how early Pat White went. That was a terrible pick, in my opinion. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back and
wrap
the show up. We'll talk a little bit about the draft and how that related to recruiting, and maybe talk a little bit about Brady Quinn. Not sure how that relates to recruiting. If you're not, well, stick around and listen. You're listening to The Official Visit on 79 The Zone.
I want you guys to meet an old friend of mine who knows a thing or two about baseball.
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 Hey, guys, this is Chipper Jones, and nobody delivers baseball news like Chris Domino because he's a baseball man on 790 The Zone. Really?
Sign up at 790thezone.com, and you could win one of 140 free iPods or a brand-new 2010 Honda Insight from Honda. See the rules and register today at 790thezone.com.
It's Stakey here for Energy Defenders, your insulation experts. Adding insulation to your home increases comfort year-round and, most important, lowers your heating and cooling costs up to 50%. I just had them in my house. It makes all the sense in the world. It's the best investment you'll ever make in your home. Just go to energydefenders.com. Schedule a free home energy audit. It's what I did. Let Energy Defenders show you how insulation can cut your heating and cooling costs in half. More comfort, less cost, and a tax rebate this year as well. That's a grand slam. Check out EnergyDefenders.com and start saving today.
At Cordell & Cordell, we limit our practice to representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time in their lives they'll ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, their role in their children's lives. That's an awesome responsibility that our clients entrust us with. But we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. It's our hope that you'll choose to entrust what's most important to you to us.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on, 404-842-0009. Now with offices conveniently located in Buckhead, Lawrenceville, and Kennesaw, 842-0009, 842-0009, or visit online at CordellCordell.com.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Speed Talk here with Tony Stewart. I'm on lap 311 and you're on the air.
Tony, I need quick headache relief, but that powder taste, ugh.
Well, you know the car of tomorrow?
Yeah.
Goody's Cool Orange is like the headache powder of tomorrow, with powerful powder pain relief that dissolves faster than tablets and Cool Orange taste that goes down easy.
Well, all right. But back to the car of tomorrow. I was kind of hoping it'd have deflector shields and booster rockets.
Between you and me, I got my guys working on it. Pick up Goody's Cool Orange Powder. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Mike Bell. Did something give you a brain pain today? Log on to 790thezone.com and tell us about it. You'll win fast family fun prizes like tickets to Six Flags Over Georgia. And speaking of brain pains, today's economy can be a real roller coaster ride. So Goody's Cool Orange Headache Powders wants to help with some fast fun and some fast cash by sending you on a family vacation to ride the fastest roller coaster in America, the King Ka in New Jersey, with $1,000 fast cash. Just log on to 790thezone.com for details. Goody's dissolves faster than tablets to get to work fast because everything's faster in Goody's country.
Golf is big business on and off the course. And from the majors to the high price sponsorship, and of course Tiger Woods, we've got the guy in the know. Thursday nights at 7, it's Teeing Off with Matt Judy. Brought to you by Bears Best Atlanta, Watercolor Resort, Blue Giraffe Sports, and the Tour Championship. Presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake. Teeing Off with Matt Judy is only heard on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Atlanta Hawks first round playoff tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit hawks.com/playoffs. Now you know.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for some football?
Football.
Last year, it was Matt Ryan in a trip to the postseason.
Who will the Falcons take Saturday
in this year's NFL draft? Keep it locked here all week to find out.
They talked a little football.
Football lives here. 790 The Zone.
We are back on 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta. I am Scott, the self-proclaimed Brain Janovitz, in the studio with Fletcher Proctor, the Fletcher Proctor. Before we get to our caller, who's patiently waiting, Greg, I would like to give a special shout-out thanks to all our guests today, J.C. Sherbert, of course, Alec Ogletree, Tyler Jones, and Markeith Ambles. All three of them, we appreciate you spending your Sundays with us here at over at 790 The Zone, day usually reserved for prayer. So thanks to all you guys. We do have Greg on the line. Greg, how's it going?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing good. Just want to say that if there's going to be any back in the country better than Dwyer, he's going to be wearing the gold and white and number 43, sir.
Gold and white 43. We're going to need a little more than that.
Anthony Allen.
Although, you know what? If you were listening to our show a couple weeks ago, we had one of Tech's beat writers on from the AJC who actually said he wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Allen doesn't get as many carries as people thought with their freshmen that they had from last year returning and, of course, Dwyer coming back. Two good backs in the backfield. Maybe Allen won't get as many carries as people think despite how good he's looked so far.
Greg, did you have a chance to see him in the T-Day game?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about him is he's as fast, he's as strong, he's as smart as Dwyer. They look like carbon copies, actually, I thought.
Yeah, no, listen, this is a kid who, in case you don't know, thanks for your call, Greg, who led Louisville in rushing his freshman year, started as a freshman, and then ended up saying, you know what, I want to get out of here. They have a new offense, too pass-happy of an offense. I want to transfer to Tech. And listen, he's really impressed a lot of people. So, you know, maybe. I don't know that he's better than Dwyer. You know,
Greg thinks he might be.
So listen, before we go, I did a little research, and I can't waste my time and not get this on the show. I looked at the top 64 picks, which if you're not a math genius, is the top two rounds of the draft, and decided to see where these kids were coming from in terms of where they played their high school ball. As you would expect, Texas had a lot. They had five taken in the first two rounds, Texas high school. And California, the other state you would have expected to really have a good showing, had seven taken in the first two rounds. What would you think Florida would have done? Well, right? You would have thought Florida
maybe
in high school.
Maybe 3-4.
Not a single Floridian was taken in the first round. Surprising? Surprising? Here's this for a surprise, listeners. Seven. This is number one among all states. New Jersey had 7 players taken in the first round.
No Sean Moreno.
Who'd have thunk?
BJ Raji.
Seriously, who'd have thunk? To me, that's impressive. You have, cities that are places like Hawaii. Hawaii had 2.
Jamaica had one. Yeah.
Patrick Chung from Oregon. Another interesting thing for you recruit, Knicks. Another interesting stat out there. 6 5-star players were taken in the first 2 rounds, 12 4-star, 6 3-star, 7 2-star, and 1 was unranked.
All right, well, this is going to do it for us. We'll be back here next week from 2 to 4. Variable, thank you very much. For Scott Janovitz, my name is Fletcher Proctor. This has been SKOR Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everybody.
What you have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. And for you seniors, it's your last one, so make it count. Because you'll remember it for the rest of your lives. Let's get them.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.